Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the
Fan, WFAN. Happy Saturday morning, New York City. It's Pat Boyle in for the great Joe B. Here for the next 4 hours until 9 a.m. Phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. And you can hit me up on Twitter or on Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. I almost debated just opening up with the G-Men and Jackson Dart because, look, I did the Yankees postgame last night. I filled in. And watching this team makes me want to rip my hair out of my head. And so I was going to start with a little positivity on a Saturday morning, but I feel like I just got to get it out. I feel like I just got to get it out about the Yanks here. And after watching them kind of stumble and bumble and fumble again and not be able to hit Brian Bello or our old buddy Aroldis Chapman for the second straight night, don't even put a guy on against him. I mean, we used to watch Aroldis Chapman come in for the Yankees, and it was, all right, are we going to walk the leadoff guy? What's the chances the bases are loaded here? And how many times is he going to throw a ball to the backstop or in the dirt? And is he going to throw more balls and strikes? And I'm going to have to hold my breath and hope that we don't blow this game. Oh, last two nights, Aroldis Chapman, three up, three down. See you later. 100-mile-an-hour fastball on the black. Slider for a strike. He's untouchable. He's been untouchable for most of the season. But watching the Yankees not be able to hit Brian Bello, when you finally get a good outing from Max Fried, and what does Mark Leiter Jr. come in? Right away gives it up. Right away. Yankees only had three hits. Wasn't a lot of opportunities to leave a lot of guys on base, but you know, Austin Wells helped reduce that left on base number anyway with a base running blunder, another one. If it wasn't the nine walks and the balk and the 4 errors on Thursday night, it was the three hits and another base running mistake last night from Austin Wells getting doubled up on a line drive that's literally right in front of him. Literally. Right in front of you. And so it feels like, and now, look, the Yankees, they're up against it. Because now you got Will Warren going, who's, you know, he's been up and down. He's been okay. Again, this is a guy that's not normally getting a start every 5 days in a normal season, but Gerrit Cole ain't coming back. Clark Schmidt ain't coming back. And now you're going up against the Sox ace. You're going up against Crochet. Well, the Yankees actually smacked around back at the stadium back in June. And then the next time you faced him in Fenway, he was lights out, untouchable. And, I mean, he's been untouchable for a lot of this season. He's got the fifth best ERA in baseball. He's got the second most strikeouts. So you got Will Warren against Crochet. You can't beat the Red Sox. Seven in a row. I mean, they just jumped the Yanks last night in the standings, so now you're no longer in control of the top wild card spot in the American League. The Royals and the Guardians are starting to breathe down their neck. The gap in the AL East, which maybe I'm delusional, maybe I'm an eternal optimist for holding out hope that 5.5 games difference between the Yankees and the Blue Jays with 34 games left to play is not insurmountable. Maybe that's a problem I got to deal with. Maybe I need to go see a therapist for thinking that 5.5 games with a month and 10 days left to go. Yeah, you know, Yankees can still win this division. But it feels like a game like today where if you're a Yankee fan, you have any confidence you're going to win this game? 7 out of 8 dropped to the Red Sox this year. 7 in a row. You basically gift-wrapped the game away on Thursday night. It was, you know, Christmas in July. It was Christmas in August for the Boston Red Sox. in the Bronx. Here you go. You can have it. And then to lose the way you lost last night, all you needed was one hit. One big hit. One timely hit. One double in the gap with a guy on base. I mean, Yankees didn't even get a guy in a scoring position. So I guess, maybe, who knows? Maybe they could have had 14 innings. They wouldn't have scored a run. Can't touch Garrett Whitlock. Can't touch Aroldis Chapman. And now you're going up against Crochet. So again, do you have any confidence they win this game? I can't imagine. And so it feels like it's now or never for the Yankees to not only get up off the mat versus the Red Sox, because this is baseball. Hey, great. That's baseball, Susan. This is baseball. Crazy stuff happens. We love to overreact to one out of 162. We love to make overreactions in May and June when it was easy to make overreactions about the Yankees and the Mets in May and June, right? Oh, Subway Series, World Series, here we come. Now we're asking if either team's going to make the playoffs. But crazy things can happen. Yankees can not only win today, they can go ahead and turn around and win it on Sunday night when you got Rodon going against the Big Red, Dustin May. Well, I mean, whether it's the Red Sox or whether it's your old bugaboo, the Astros, who if the Yankees make the playoffs, there's a pretty decent shot you're going to play them. You know, you can beat up on the AL Central all you want. Are the Yankees going to step up to the plate against a good team and play a complete game of baseball? Play an errorless game of baseball? Get a hit or two at runners in scoring position? Not issue 9 walks? Not have these base running blunders, these defensive blunders, where Aaron Boone is up there every night defending his guys, defending himself? Jazz Chisholm saying, "Oh, we're a really good team." Really? Because you haven't been for 3 months. You haven't been for 3 months. Like, can we just see it? Like, can these next 2 days, can they be the days where the Yankees spring themselves back into some positive regression, where they course correct, where they finally get out of this 2 month? Here's one of the favorite words of WFAN hosts in the annals of history. Where they gather this 2 month malaise. That's on your WFAN bingo card when somebody uses the word malaise. This 2 month malaise they've been in. When you least expect it, when the night is darkest just before dawn. Like, can it be today? Can Will Warren show up and shove for 6 innings and the Yankees pound Crochet for 5 runs and you win a game 7-2? And can that be the start of this team looking like they did in April and May? Forget about October for just a second. Forget about what you think you know about the Yankees. Oh, every year it's going to be the same thing, right? Like, sure, you can call up and you can say that if you think that that's the case. 888-808-1019. If you want to volley this back to me and kick the can down the road to October and say, yeah, you know what, Pat? The Yankees are probably going to make the playoffs, but it's going to be the same thing we always see. They won't hit with runners in scoring position, and they're not going to do anything, so why am I even going to watch? Okay, I mean, you could do that, but if you're a fan, you know, you do want to watch the team. And as excited as I am for Giants and Jets football, which we're going to talk a lot about today on the show, like you've invested. Maybe you stopped caring. I know Keith, you know, he said he got off the train, what is it, two weeks ago? I'm not giving up on this Yankees team. And again, maybe I'm delusional. Maybe that's a me problem. Maybe that's something I got to work out. But I'm not giving up on them, and I just want to see them play competitive baseball against a good team, against a team that they seemingly cannot beat, that they've got this mental block. And of course, it's the freaking Red Sox. Of course it's the Red Sox. You know, the Rays used to be the Yankees' problem. Right? Getting outsmarted by Kevin Cash, getting out-analyticized. It's definitely not even a word, but you know what I mean. Rays using small ball, Rays, you know, using great defense to beat you, to mentally beat you. The Yankees, they don't have that problem anymore. Yankees is basically like, for any of you that are that own property, if you're a landlord and you got renters, it's like basically, you know, hey, you show up on the first of the month, rent's due. Kick open the door, pay me now. Bleep you, pay me. That's what the Yankees have done to the Rays. They're renting out the Yankees spring training facility. The boss, George M. Steinbrenner Field. Yeah, show up, hit 14 home runs, tie a big league record for home runs in a two-game span. Smack them around. They're no longer your problem.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Red Sox now. And it feels like, sure, maybe the Yankees win this game and they give you hope. And then Rodon turns around tomorrow night and gets blasted and you lose 3 out of 4. That won't make you feel any better. And if you lose tonight, or you lose this afternoon and you've lost 3 in a row and you're looking at a 4-game sweep, would a win on Sunday Night Baseball really make you feel anything? Other than, wow, luckily we didn't get completely embarrassed. Can the Yankees get up off the mat versus the Sox, win these next 2 games? Because again, if you split these next 2, you lose 3 out of 4, it ain't going to do much to make you feel better. Especially not with the Nationals coming to town and then going to play the White Sox for 4. Yankees could easily go 6-1 next week. And it's, oh yeah, cool. Got fat off of 2 mediocre teams again. But then when you play the Astros right after Labor Day for 3, and you play the Blue Jays for 3, and the Tigers for 3, and the Red Sox for 3, a 12-game stretch that is about, you know, you're going up against every team that's in the playoffs in the American League. Is it just going to go back to sloppy base running? Sloppy defense? Giving up walks, not being able to hit with runners in scoring position. Like, can we change that? Can they change that starting today? Can they change that over these next 2 days? Can you beat a team that has had your number and really use these next 2 days to kind of turn the entire season around, regardless of what you think is going to happen in October? That's what I'd like to know. You know, for a team that always kind of stresses, oh, yeah, we're confident, you know, we're a good team, we're a good team. And especially for a rivalry that has had no juice, no pizzazz, no intensity for the last couple of years now. I'm not saying you got to go out there and you got to, you know, plunk Roman Anthony in the ear hole. Or that you got to hit Bregman in the ribs. I mean, I'd love to see it. Don't get me wrong. Another guy, just like when Altuve comes to town. You boo him, he thrives off it. He gets 3 hits last night. And none of them were hit hard, but he still had 3 hits. I hate that guy. I hate him. I hate Alex Bregman. Such a smug little twerp, loser, cheater. Douche. That's what Alex Bregman is. Douche. The sight of him makes me sick. And of course, yeah, another three hits last night. Guy's been one of the hottest hitters in baseball. So, again, as much as I'd like to see the Yankees, you know, get a little retaliation, make this a little emotional, like kickstart some emotion, play with some gusto, play with some fire. I'd rather them do it on the field, you know, do it with the bats, do it with the arms. But if there were ever a time to conjure up some kind of it's us against the world mentality, then it's got to be today. It's got to be these next 2 games. And it's got to be Boone also starting to manage like every game matters. It's got to be Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup, no matter what. Play him in right field. He's got to be out there. He's got to be in the lineup. Enough with the, oh, let's find a good spot for him to pinch hit, which, again, probably could have been against Chapman in the ninth instead, against Whitlock in the eighth. But Stanton's got to be in the lineup every day. His bat is too on fire right now to be pigeonholing him into a spot. And also, for the captain, for Judge, who Booney comes on with BT and Sal the other day and says, yeah, I don't know if we'll really see him healthy again this year with his arm. And then Judge says, I don't know why he'd say that. He hasn't seen me throw in 2 weeks. I'll be back. All right, then how about you play right field, Aaron? And then Stanton can be in the lineup DH-ing. Like, this is go time, man. Enough wasting time. And maybe I'm just yelling in an echo chamber here. Maybe it'll fall on deaf ears. Maybe they go out and they get beat 4-1 today. And it's a rather lifeless-looking performance. But they'll back into the playoffs because they'll be able to beat up on the Nationals and the White Sox. And then at the end of the year, they finish off the season by playing their final 13 games against the Twins, Orioles, White Sox, and Orioles. Can it happen now? Can we see it now? Can you get on a heater? Can you shove it, you know where, against Crochet? That's what I like, especially an early turnaround. Like, they should have had trouble sleeping last night. I mean, I had 3 hours of sleep and I'm fired up. I got back from the stadium at midnight. I was up at 3:15, ready to go. That's what I need to see from the Yankees today. For a sport you play every day, I know sometimes we overreact as fans. We overreact here. We say, oh, yeah, who cares? It's just one game. It doesn't matter. Or treating one game like it's more important than the rest. But to me, this game today, quick turnaround. You just got, I wouldn't say pasted because you lost by a run. But you've been flattened by the Red Sox this year. And after you went home last night, if you're on the Yanks, you went home, you know you're up early, quick turnaround. Like, that alarm should go off for a second before you slam it and you get your ass to the ballpark and you play with your hair on fire. I feel like this is turning into me, like, you know, quasi giving a pep talk to the Yankees as if I'm in the clubhouse. But, I mean, this is what you should be wanting to see as fans. And we know that they've got it in there. We know they've got it in them. And every year we do this mental tug of war with ourselves about how this team could look like a World Series roster and a World Series champion in April, May, and the beginning of June, and then look like the complete opposite for the next month, 2 months. This one has lasted particularly long, even though, again, you've had the beginning glimpses that they're turning this around, right? They go to St. Louis, they sweep the Cards, a place where they usually struggle no matter how good or bad the Cardinals are. You smash the Rays in your own spring training ballpark. You won 2 out of 3 from Minnesota before that, who you always knock around. And so the Yankees came into this weekend winning 7 out of 8, but then it's back to the same stuff. Can they finally fully course correct here? They've already hit Crochet around once this year at the stadium. Can you do it again? And then can you win a game on Sunday Night Baseball, turn the tide in this rivalry this season, and turn the tide of your season? I'm getting tired of waiting. Maybe, and again, could be dead wrong. They could lose 1 out of the next 2, and you kind of feel the same way. You could get swept, and then you feel like it's rock bottom, and then you're on the verge of giving up all hope. And then, you know, you basically go into the last week of summer and just saying, all right, now, maybe the Giants beat the Commanders week 1. Hopefully. That's the hope that I've got now. I've transitioned. I've taken all my hope in baseball, and I've shifted it to football. Or maybe the Jets do surprise this year. But at least for the next 2 days, can we see errorless baseball? Can we see no base running mistakes? Can I see Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup the next 2 days? And really for most of the rest of the season? And can the bullpen figure it out? Can the bullpen figure it out? Devin Williams looks like he looked lights out last night. When you're down a run, can you just see some complete baseball? We know this team has it. Would really love to start seeing it starting today. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the show. That's 888-808-1019. We will kick it off with your phone calls when we come back here. It's Pat Boylan for Joe Beningo on The Fan. I got you till 9 a.m. Don't worry, plenty of Giants and Jets talk coming up later, as well as the Mets. They maybe started to turn things around last night, smashing the Atlanta Braves to the tune of 12 runs. But your Yankees calls when we come back right here on The Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.